Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, scaling your business to 8 figures. Hello, this is episode number 20. I am your host, Victoria. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach, scaling your business towards 8 figures. Today on episode number 20, we're going to go back to building part 2 of building your email list. I'm so excited about that because one of the ways that I've been able to scale my business, several businesses towards 8 figures, is the email list. So building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip women entrepreneurs with the building necessary skills through working on your mindset and actual growth strategies to build your business towards millions of dollars with the goal to sell it. That's what my purpose is for doing this podcast. So let's get started on building that email list. I'm going to spend a lot of time. Actually, we're going to do 3 parts of building an email list because to me, that's one of the most important things to building your business towards millions. There's other pieces that go with it, how to actually work the list once you receive the list, but we're going to concentrate on building the list, and then we'll do another segment on actual email marketing and how to do segmentation and how important all that is and getting individuals to open and opt in and the whole nine. So let's start with, we stopped on the opt-in offer. The opt-in offer is really important because it makes someone stop and say why they want to opt in to your email list. So when you're thinking of building an opt-in offer, which we talked about in part one, first think about your actual clients that you're trying to attract and why they would be interested in anything you're giving away. So if you're doing a baby list email and you have a baby shop and you're selling baby goods and clothes and services, what would be the ideal customer that would come to you? What problem, need, or goal are they trying to meet that would make them stop? What are you going to have that they're going to opt into that's going to solve that problem, need, or goal? That's what you want to think of. Make sure that opt-in offer does that because that's who's visiting your website, and that is why they're going to opt in. Remember, opt-in offers have changed over the years. Now you've got to do a lot more to get someone to opt into your email list. Before, you could just have them sign up for a newsletter. Now people are actually offering books and so many other things because there's a lot of competition for someone to want to get your opt-in offer. Your opt-in email list is what you're looking for, and that is a form of conversion. Anything you're able to get someone to do, opt-in, to sign up for a webinar, any of that is considered a conversion. There's an action you're asking for them to take. Another thing you can do that's really going to help out is have an opt-in box added to each page of your site. That is so important because I may go directly to your training page, and I might skip your homepage. You want to have a nice, attractive opt-in box that is going to capture the same information whether I go to your homepage or some other page throughout. That is really important because so many people just put their opt-in box on their first page. That's a big mistake. In order to build that email list, you have to be very, very intentional and purposeful on making sure that you actually have the means to capture the email information. So add your opt-in box throughout your website. The next tip I like to talk about, and this is really, really important to building the email list, is developing a squeeze page. Now, you might call it a landing page, a squeeze page, but what this is you want to actually have all the focus go to this one site where you're capturing the email. And what I love is do a video. Actually get someone to see you talking about the opt-in offer. When people can see you, it makes them feel like they have a relationship and a connection with you. And the next best thing is being able to hear you. So either do a visual talking about your offer. Remember what the problem is, the need or the goal of the person is looking to opt in, and what you're going to do to solve that problem, the need they have, or the goal that needs to be met. When you do your squeeze page, make sure it's consistent with your font and your theme and everything as far as your social media and as far as your website. You do not want to have the squeeze page or your landing page look totally different than anything else you have. but have fun with it. Make it, you know, the colors that we talk about. And I always tell people do a color analysis because understanding colors really makes a big difference. So when we look at yellow, yellow is happiness and cheeriness, and purple is luxury and denotes wealth. Red is bold and has energy. And they've even done scientific research that shows that these colors reduce or increase your blood rate or your heart rate or your blood pressure. So make sure you look at that. But develop a squeeze page that from where your opt-in box goes directly to your squeeze page with no less than a video or an audio. This is going to capture and it's going to convert better because it's actually going to have people interested in the energy that you're putting into your video or your audio. Once you've done and developed your squeeze page, which could take, because we're doing a 30-day challenge, and we're going to do part three. This is part two. When you develop your squeeze page, that is then going to make sure that you actually put some great content on your squeeze page. So now you've got your audio and visual, your audio and or your visual, which is your actual video. Then you want to make sure your content matches. So that's going to be day number nine. That's where we're going to do. So we've gone day six is completing our opt-in offer. Day seven is adding our opt-in site to different pages throughout. Day eight is developing our squeeze page, and we actually help you develop your squeeze page, what colors, what analogy, what you want to put, and writing the content, which is so important. So part of what we do at the 8-Figure Business Coach is we help you develop that. If you have any interest, definitely listen to the end of the podcast, and we'll help you get in contact with us on how to do that for you. So now you've got your opt-in at the end of your website with your call to action, and you've reviewed your content to make sure that it is, what did I mention, problem solving and the goal. This is what I like to do, actually. On the next day, day number 10 in our 30-day challenge to build our email from zero to whatever number you desired, which usually this challenge goes from zero to 500. And if you're already at 500, there are 500 to 1,000. You could easily use this 30-day challenge. Anything over 1,000, I would actually help you in another way. Basically, these are the same, but we tweak it a little bit more because now you're going from zero to five and then say 500 to 1,000, and then 1,000 to 2,000, and so on and so forth. You're going to do different things. The basis is the same, but you're going to add and tweak different areas. So the next thing we talk about is guest posting. We have a list that actually work very well with people that want to post, and a lot of times you have to get permission, of course, when you're going to do a guest posting. But if you can get someone that is your where your ideal clients go, you've already got a captured audience with guest posting. So you want to write an outstanding guest post that goes and befits this particular blog that you're doing. When you're doing guest posting on someone else's blog, it's really, really important that you don't try to shine and outshine them. There's a way that you write what things that you say because you're a guest, so you want to be respectful. There is content that is really, really important that catches the guest, allows them to want you to do a post, and all of their visitors to their blog are happy that you did that because you're adding value. So there's a format that you want to use when you're doing guest blogging that you want to actually follow that's going to make it that much better. On day 11, we're going to talk again about the guest post, but you want to make sure that you write a call to action and some type of message when you're doing your guest posting. This is actually really important as well, and there is a method to the madness when you're doing that. So when you're looking at day 11, you want to spend quite a bit of time on day 11, and you might spend 2 or 3 days. So instead of really being concerned with what day you're on, just making sure that you follow the step-by-step is going to accomplish the goal you're trying to have. So the next step, which is going to be day 12, is to write a bio, an author bio of yourself, and link it back to your squeeze page that talks about your expertise in this area. So we might call it a white page. Make sure it's at least 15, 16, 17 pages. I would not make it more than 25 pages. But you want to actually link it back to your squeeze page that you've already developed in your other day. I think it was day six. you want to make sure that you have your squeeze page. And let me just make sure I'm correct. That's going to be your squeeze page is only going to be on day 8. So you've got your squeeze page that you developed on day 8. And like I said, everything should build upon each other. So you've already got your squeeze page. You've written your guest post. Now you want to write, have the bio about yourself that's going to link back to your squeeze page that's going to go into what is a white page, which our white pages are going to be between 16 to 25 pages, giving why you're the expertise in this area. And our last thing we're going to talk about is to make a list of a webinar and schedule it. Make a list of a webinar subjects. Write down several subjects that you would like. Put this on your website, and you're going to have people opt in for the webinar back on a squeeze page that's separate from your bio. So you're going to actually have, you could have two or three squeeze page or landing pages that just have the focus on building your email list. Because like I said, you want to have this like a totally separate entity. So we've gone through up to day 14 of building our email list. So we've given you 10 ideas to build your email list in addition to the first 5 that we gave you. I really like to emphasize taking your time. You want to stay on schedule with the challenge, but it's really, really important to do an outstanding job. So I really hope this episode was informative for you, impactful, and insightful, because the whole goal is for you to learn more and more each and every time you listen to our podcast, Scaling Your Business Towards 8 Figures. Next week, we're going to finish up with part 3 of building our email list. We're going to actually go a little bit faster in the different series, and we're going to go up to day 20. If after day 20 you're actually interested, we actually have this as one of our programs, so visit us at www.theeightfigurebusinesscoach.com/successstore/shop. We're going to have the rest of the challenge that we're going to offer, and there's some really neat things that's going to build your email list, and this can actually take you from 1,000 to 2,000 up to 5,000. And I just like to let you know that a 10,000 active 10,000 email list is worth about $1 million. So there is money in the email list if it's done correctly. So a 10,000 email list, 10,000 person client customer email list, 10 names, active names, and that's the operative word, they're active names that are actually active, can be worth $1 million. So email list is very, very important to growing, scaling your business towards that $1 million mark and then scaling it up towards 8 figures. So our first goal is to get it to $1 million and then go beyond that towards 8 figures or more so that we can eventually have this to build the wealth to sell our business. So we also love social media. So please visit us at Facebook, 8 Figure Business Coach, and Twitter at 8 Figure Coach. Or leave a comment below at the end of this episode. And also, we would love for you to subscribe to our newsletter to receive weekly tips on information that we give out in the podcast. So please subscribe at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. We hope today was a wonderful day. Have a wonderful remainder of your week and much success.